Blog Talk Radio.
Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, because the enemy has set against you, aha, even the ancient places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith Yahweh, because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh to the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, to the desolate waste, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, comma, and against all Idumea, comma. Notice, Idumea is not referred to as a heathen. This is separated by commas, okay? Our brother Esau here is not called a heathen, and our brother Esau is not the Jew that's over there in the land. This is a certain time period that we're referring to when Esau was alive, because at one point in time, our brother Esau did possess the land, but he was overthrown. And the heathen, which are the Jews from Germany, from Russia, from Romania, okay, are the ones that went into the land. These are the heathens that are over there. Hallelujah. Which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. Skip down to verse 17. Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanliness of a removed woman. Wherefore, I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for the idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. This was the judgment day for the Israelites to be scattered amongst the nations. And when they entered unto the heathen, whether they went, they profaned my Kodashim, my quote holy name. When they said unto them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are going forth out of his land. See, they know who we are. They know who the Most High is, and they know who we are. Oh, yes. But I had pity for my holy name, for my Kodashim, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, wherever they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my own, hallelujah, for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whether ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of the countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land. Hallelujah. That I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your El. I will be your power. Hallelujah. Shalom, 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 from the words of the Most High Yah and segments of Ezekiel chapter 36. Read the entire chapter because it is loaded, as with all the words of the Most High Yahweh. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth forever and forever. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in a special edition in the Knowledge Street, because we are going to continue tonight, hallelujah, and conclude with the poisoning of the waters. We're going to get right into it swiftly, because we want to get as much, we want to try to get all of this in, because it's loaded with important information that you all need to know of many of your ailments and health issues and problems all stem from the chemical pollutants, hallelujah, and the ridiculously dangerous recycling of sewer water back into your houses to bathe and to drink and to cook in. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. We're going to let Truth Unveil finish us up here, finish this episode up, and we're going to go ahead and praise Yah and thank Yah for this knowledge, for this information. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we need to know these things. And as long as Yah allows this brother to go out and find information, I've tried to bring you as much as I can. I can't get it all. But notice, in the midst of all of this, sure, there's been a whole lot more police shootings all around us. We're not being distracted by that, because that seems to be what the order of the day. But no, we shouldn't accept it that way. But for right now, we need to go ahead and tend to this, and we're coming back to that. We're going to move around, y'all. We got to get it in, because we're in the days now where so much is going on. Okay, without, hallelujah, hallelujah, the special edition tonight, the F-Day edition of what? The Knowledge Suite. We're going to continue and conclude with what Truth Unveil is going to tell you about the water that you and I and us and people of the entire planet, not just in the United States. Some countries still try to deal with water the natural way. But the United States and many of her core allies don't. So now we are going to allow Truth Unveil to go even deeper into the effects of this poisoned water and the new world order's plan to control the waters and to keep it under their control as they continue to load it with dangerous chemicals for the dumbing down of the people. We will return momentarily, but for the endurance of this program, we're going to allow the rest of Truth Unveil's segment to play on out. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, with the exception of some special F days here in the Knowledge Suite.
Now, later on, I'm going to take you to some reports that were done not only by this organization as well, but also by one's reports of lead in water in Philadelphia as well. But as you can see, the lead in water and the contamination of water is not just Flint, Michigan. It's also Louisiana. It's also Washington, D.C. It's also Pennsylvania, from what we know, and it's also Newark, New Jersey as well. It says, long-time problem of lead in Newark schools' water system hits boiling point, and this is according to AllGov. And it says, in New Jersey's biggest city, fears are growing over lead in the school district's water after a lab found elevated levels in nearly half its schools. The Newark district quickly shut off sinks and fountains in dirty buildings and has offered to test as many 17,000 kids for contamination, but the problem is not new for the state's largest school district. Testing has shown elevated levels in some buildings over the last few years. Why would the levels be elevating? Why are they elevating in lead? Shouldn't they be decreasing? As if the government's trying to help, at least that's what they want us to believe, because if they're really trying to help, why are the problems progressing even more? But it says that they've been addressing these problems since 2003. And of course, they show you water bottles delivered to the Newark schools that are only going to poison the kids even more. They know exactly what they're doing. So it's been since 2003 that Newark has been dealing with this, according to our favorite, the EPA, the ones who are responsible for doing this, because they're not going to tell you that it's for the New World Order. Because when the civil unrest starts to happen, when the war on water starts to happen in America, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to get clean water anywhere. There's going to be big unrest. The government knows that. That's why they're preparing for it through poisoning the water right now. It's only going to get worse from here. It's only going to go downhill from here. Like I said, I'm going to leave all these helpful links below so that you can see just what I'm talking about and so that you can see what time it is, because it's only going to come to a city and a state near you. So please do not keep sitting there thinking that, oh, I feel sorry for those people. Oh, I feel sorry for them. Oh, boo, it's coming to you too. And that's just the truth. But I'm here at this website called drinktap.org by the American Water Works Association. And the reason I'm here is because it shows you the different toxins and chemicals that they have added and are adding to our water in order to fulfill the agenda of depopulation and depopulating the plain to 500 million people. At least that's what's according to the Georgia Guidestones. Oh, but it's no conspiracy. Quite the contrary. And this talks about lead in water and how they even tell you that the greatest exposure to lead is swallowing or breathing in lead paint chips or dust. How even a little bit of exposure to this causes certain diseases and causes different things like with brain damage and brain and nerve damage, as well as other things. Why mind control? They want you to be subservient to the New World Order. The government wants you to be subservient to them so you can take their satanic orders come the New World Order, like going to a FEMA camp. The question is, will you, or will you wake up now and stop drinking that fluoride water and stop believing everything your government tells you and get away from the free stuff that they give you, because it's only trying to poison you even more. Like I said, there's always an agenda with everything. And what's the agenda of the elite? What's the agenda of the Zionists? The agenda is the New World Order, the one world government, to keep you stupid and enslaved to the system for as long as possible. And they know you're waking up to truth. They know that you're starting to wake up. That's why they have to vehemently push this New World Order satanic police state. They know exactly what they're doing. But this comes from USA Today, and it says, EPA delay in releasing danger level for lead in water raises questions. Now, the question is, why would the EPA even delay such a thing? Why would they delay the releasing danger level for lead in water to begin with? And the better question is, why is there lead in water to begin with? Last I checked, any type of lead and any type of exposure to lead is dangerous. So why would they even put lead in the water to begin with? Is there an agenda? You bet there is, and I hope you're seeing it right now. But the report goes on to say, nearly a year ago, officials from the U.S. EPA said work was underway to create a health hazard standard for lead in drinking water, records from agency advisory group meetings show. Because that's what they want us to believe. Remember, problem, reaction, solution. They cause the problem, and then they offer the solution by saying, oh, we're working real hard to solve this problem. We're working real hard to get the problem underway and to settle the problem once and for all. Yeah, that's what they're doing. It goes on to say, yes, this. Despite growing public concern about high levels of lead coming out of taps in Flint, Michigan, as well as at homes and schools in all 50 states, the EPA still hasn't released results of computer models estimating what level of lead in water poses a serious health threat and should trigger local health department help for families. Hello, any level of lead poses a serious health threat, but they're not going to tell you that, will they? It says, people across the country and in Flint need to know that EPA thinks the level is at which a household should consider taking action, said Tom Neltner, a member of the EPA's Lead and Copper Work Group and Chemicals Policy Director of the EPA Environmental Defense Fund. I think it's stuck within the EPA decision-making, he said. I think they have it. I think they're going to argue about it. They are arguing about it. No, they know exactly what they're doing. They're not analyzing anything. They're the ones causing it. They can't tell you that because why? They don't want you to know the plan of the New World Order. And then this even says right here, the goal is for the level to be included in a package of regulatory proposals the agency expects to publish sometime in 2017. Why would they need to wait for that? Why would they need to wait that long long to publish these statistics that they know people need right now? Because if they knew, if you knew, then you would know the plan for the New World Order and how this relates to martial law and how this relates to the one world government that is even at the door. And it's only a matter of time until it gets here. And it goes on to reports and investigations. I was talking about 350 of the failing systems are dedicated to serving schools and daycare centers, and about 600 of the systems had tests that some taps showing lead levels topping 40 PBB, EPA enforcement data show. That's very dangerous levels, not just for children, but for anyone. And like I said, some questions that you need to be asking yourself is, why is this going on in for children, especially in schools, and why is this going on in predominantly urbanized areas, urbanized neighborhoods in cities? Why is that the case is the question. I'm here at a report done by the WHO or by the World Health Organization that talks about lead in drinking water. And this was done a couple of years ago. But the reason I'm going to be showing you these government documents is because I want you to see how the so-called government is trying to handle this stuff. And this was done actually in 2011. And I'm going to take you here as well as the CDC and the EPA as well. And I just want you to see just the problem and see the New World Order agenda being fulfilled right in front of our faces, as well as what they're planning on doing and how this relates to the New World Order. So the first place I want to take you to is the first acknowledgement. Of course, they go through that and how who drafted it, blah, 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 then the acronyms and abbreviations. Like I said, I'm going to leave the link so you can read it for yourself. But here are the table of contents. But the reason I'm taking you to this document is because I want you to see the effects of human that it has, but also the neurological effects in infants and in children. So I'm going to take you there right now. Like I said, I highly recommend that you read this report in its entirety, and I highly recommend that you look at this stuff yourself, and you'll see just the agenda behind it, because it gives you real statistics of the lead and where it's the cases that it's been involved. Of course, that's just what they're telling us. But here I am at the neurological effects in infants and in children, and it goes over cross-sectional and longitudinal studies that have been designed and conducted to test the detrimental effects of children that have in lead. And basically gives the studies that they have done with groups of children in the USA as well as groups of children in the UK. I'm not going to read it in its entirety, but basically these tests show that children that are exposed to lead, they do worse than children who are not exposed to lead. Now here's the problem with these studies. See, they lie so much. They like to say that, oh, well, children who are exposed to lead, it's not as bad as children who are not exposed to lead at all. They try to make it seem as though, oh, children who are exposed to lead, they don't experience as much detrimental health effects and neurological effects as those who aren't. But the truth of the matter is that lead does what? And poisoning and fluoride in our water, it dumbs us down by a ton. And that is exactly what they do. And we need to see that, because it's very important to see just the effects that they have and the bigger implications behind all this. Now, we know the agenda for Operation Depopulation. We know that that's exactly what they're going for, and they're trying to depopulate the plain any way they can. And the way that they try to do that is through GMOs, is poisoning our food and water, and what? Infertility. They don't want people having children. And so not only do they dumb you down, neurologically speaking, to make you subservient to the government, but they make it so that you have all these problems, that women have problems in order to give birth to children, and that men lose sperm count through all this. Because I even did a report a couple of weeks ago with cell phones and how cell phones and radiation exposure, it's even been studies done and proven that having cell phones near you, at least for men, you lose sperm count. And that is an actual study that was done by researchers in Israel. So it's no surprise that the longitudinal studies that they show us, according to the WHO, are only another result of that. It has to do with birth defects and other problems and issues when it comes to birth and different things. Infertility, and it's only going to get worse. It says exposure to lead has been shown to be associated with a wide range of effects, including various neurological and behavioral effects, mortality, mainly due to cardiovascular diseases, impaired renal function, hypertension, impaired fertility, and adverse pregnancy outcomes, delayed sexual maturation, and impaired dental health. Did you hear that? You see all of these things that the WHO is even admitting that lead does, and exposure to lead, and what impaired dental health, problem, reaction, solution. Oh, impaired dental health to make you go to the dentist and get fluoride in your teeth to dumb you down even more. I hope you're seeing the agenda behind this, because there's a real nefarious agenda, and you're going to find out just what that agenda is. Now, I'm here at the EPA, and of course it says basic information about lead in drinking water, but it says the EPA and the CDC, or the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, agree that there is no known safe level of lead in a child's blood. How about they say that no lead is the safest thing? And it says lead is harmful to health, especially for children. Why do you think they're going after children, the New World Order? Because they know children are the most susceptible for the New World Order. Why have you been hearing a ton about missing children? I'll let you answer that on your own. But it says, lead can enter drinking water when service pipes that contain lead corrode, especially where the water has high acidity or low mineral content that corrodes pipes and fixtures. Oh, but what they're not telling you is that the government is putting the lead there to begin with. Lead can enter drinking water when the government places the lead right there. See, they're not going to tell you that, because what this has to do with the New World Order. And then it says the Safe Drinking Water Act requires EPA to determine the level of contaminants in drinking water at which no adverse health effects are likely to occur with an adequate margin of safety. How about they say don't put any of those disgusting things in our water so that we know the water is safe to begin with? Why do they need to add contaminants and all this other disgusting stuff to begin with? Is there an agenda behind it? And look who said, and look what they say, who's most particular. Particularly vulnerable. Young children, infants, and fetuses. What? Depopulation. That is what they're trying to do, to depopulate the plane. You can read about it in the Georgia Guidestones. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy fact. And they even say for children, even low levels of lead in the blood of children can result in behavior and learning problems, lower IQ and hyperactivity, slow growth, hearing problems, and anemia. And this is low levels. I just reported to you that in all across the country, they have high levels of lead contaminants everywhere in children. Why do you think that is? And it's even worse for pregnant women, because it can do what? Premature birth, reduce growth of the fetus, depopulation, and it's only getting worse. And adults can suffer from cardiovascular diseases, increased blood pressure, reproductive problems. What is that? Depopulation, and as well as decreased kidney function. And why aren't they providing a solution? Because this is their solution to their controlled problem, to their controlled demolition. Make everybody dumber and dumb everybody down with these GMOs and these fluoride in the water and lead in the water and other poisons in your water like chlorine and other things, so that you can only be reliant on the government. It's to dumb you down, depopulation. UN Agenda 2030 all over again. Now, here I am also at the CDC's website, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I'm going to take you to some very helpful statistics that talk about the lead in the water as well as other contaminants, and it talks about it state by state. Oh, but look at the hypocrisy. It says CDC 24/7, saving lives and protecting people. Oh, that's what they're doing, all right. More like the exact opposite. But it goes on to say, how does lead get into my tap water? Measures taken during the last two decades have greatly reduced exposure to lead in tap water. Oh, what measures? Because they haven't reduced anything. If anything, it's only increased. And the statistics will show you that as well. And of course, they go, well, how do I know if my tap water is contaminated? Does a high lead level in my tap water cause health effects? Of course it does. And when it says, what can I do to reduce or eliminate lead in my tap water? You can do nothing. The government's the one that needs to actually not put it there to begin with. But will they? Probably not, because if they didn't, then it wouldn't fulfill the plans of the New World Order. But we know better than that. Like I said, I'm not going to try to get too caught up into this because I'm telling you this goes much deeper than you think. This data and the statistics is all pointing to the new world order, the satanic one world government. And like I said, it's not just Flint that is being affected by this. It's nationwide, and it's only getting worse, and it's only going to get worse. And just like I said, you're going to keep seeing an uptick and an increase in this. Why? Because they want you to be subservient to them. I'm telling you this goes much deeper than you think. But it says CDC's national surveillance data from 1997 to 2014. CDC, that's our favorite alphabet soup, began collecting childhood blood level surveillance data in April 1995. The national surveillance system is composed of data from state and local health departments, and it talks about the state surveillance systems and what they're based off of. I'm going to show you and take you to the data and the actual statistics of what they show so that you can see it for yourself and do more research on this topic on your own time.
Okay, that basically concludes all we're going to play of this segment, because the rest of it is, you know, statistical data that you need to really be looking at while it's being expounded upon, or you need to really be looking at the data for yourself and going through the data and separating it, dividing it, discussing it, you know, interrogating it. Yes. Using one of Queen Naya's old terms now. Oh, yes. But let's look at some of those harmful effects again. Now, notice, one of the ill effects and big effects of drinking this contaminated poison water, mayim, the Hebrew word for water, hallelujah, that's the liquid of life. The liquid of life, water. You mess up the water, you mess up the people. You destroy the water, you destroy the people. Yes, cardiovascular diseases, that means heart problems. Heart and what? Vascular, which are the vessels that the blood flow through from the heart and through the heart. The entire cardio, which means heart, vascular, the veins and arteries. Yes, the cardiovascular system now. Go and review the stats on how many people have what are called cardiovascular issues here in this country. Look at that. Yes, renal dysfunction, that has to do with the kidneys. Yes. This poison water shuts your kidneys down. Yes, now you know, in addition to all of the manganese and the poisons and contaminants that they put in the so-called malt liquors and things that are sold predominantly in the black neighborhood, a so-called black neighborhood, you know, now you see why some of the dialysis clinics popping up everywhere. In some of our neighborhoods, 3 and 4 and 5 of them, and they're growing. Why? Why so much dialysis? Why so much kidney failure? It's in the water. It's in everything. It's in the air, but mainly the water. Because, see, when you drink water, water is quickly absorbed into the system, quickly. See, the New World Order practitioners, hallelujah, they want a quick kill. And they know the way to get to you the most is through the food and the water, like Truth Unveiled and mentioned, the GMO, genetically modified organisms now. Notice, organisms having, you know, relevance to what? And relating to the food that we consume. Yes, and also to the animals, which are organisms. Look at this. Genetically, what, altering or modifying the animals that we consume for meat. So now they got you either way you go, through the food you consume, through the air you breathe, and through the main liquid, the mayim, water, the liquid of life, man. Yes, this water flows, but it's not living waters. It's dead waters. It's polluted water. It's water that's no good for you. But this is part of what? The agenda of the New World Order. Yes, it's out there. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Time to not be afraid, not be scared, but your time to get close to the Most High Yah, your only protection. Get into Yahweh. Run to Yahweh now. Why, there's time, my beloved brothers and sisters. Because you read Psalms 91, yes, there's a what? there's a secret place. Yeah, there's a place to hide the hidden ones. Yes, the Most High Yah has shelter from all. He has what? Oh, yes, he has sanctuary, which is protection from all of this and all of these things that are coming upon the earth, because he's going to come here in person himself and do these wicked beings in. He's going to destroy them and remove them from off the planet once and for all. They will never rise again, because when Yah roots something up, is rooted. And that's exactly what he's going to do. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21. He lets you know the upright will do what? Will dwell in the land. It shall remain. But the what? Wicked shall be rooted out of the earth. Look at that. Go in and read it. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, stay prayerful. Stay vigilant. You know, stay in Yah. Keep your hands in Yah's hand. Let Yahweh be your everything, because he is anyway. He made everything and everyone, the creator of the heavens, earth, sea, and all that in them there is. The universe is above universes. And if it be his will, we here, Brother Yirmiyahu, here in the United States, will be back your way this coming M day with more news and information and blessings. Shalom, shalom, shalom.